President Biden's choice to be a top banking regulator withdrew her nomination. Sally Amorova faced opposition from Republicans and skepticism from some Democrats. Some lawmakers had sincere disagreements with her academic research, and a few went right on to suggest that she's a communist because this U.S. citizen was born in the former Soviet Union. NPR's David Gura is here. David, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Why was Sally Amorova nominated in the first place?
Well, she's a Cornell University law professor and expert on financial regulation, and she's also been a pretty prolific academic researcher. President Biden picked Amorova to be the next comptroller of the currency, which is an important job. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency oversees about 1,000 banks nationwide, including some of the big ones, but also many smaller community banks. Mm-hmm. Amorova's had the support of progressives because in her research, Steve, she's proposed some pretty bold ideas to remake the U.S. financial system, and she's always been an advocate for a tougher approach to regulating banks. But many other lawmakers saw those views as, quote, too radical. You know, as the weeks wore on, Amorova's path to confirmation seemed to get more and more difficult, especially as some Democrats expressed hesitation. So she decided to call it quits. She wrote a letter to the White House that was released on Tuesday in which she wrote, quote, it is no longer tenable for me to continue as a presidential nominee.
What exactly did she write about that seemed too radical for some senators?
Yeah, let's dig into that academic research. Some of what Sally Amorova has proposed is pretty provocative. She's characterized one controversial paper of hers as, quote, a blueprint for a comprehensive restructuring of the core architecture of modern finance. She suggests the Federal Reserve could get into the business of retail banking, that Americans could open bank accounts with the Federal Reserve, partly to reduce the number of people who don't have bank accounts. Now, Republican lawmakers, along with several banking groups, suggested that by advancing that argument, Amorova is someone who wants to nationalize the U.S. banking sector. She denied that during a contentious confirmation hearing a few weeks ago. Amorova tried to make a distinction between arguments she's made as an academic and what she would do if she were making policy by emphasizing she would always follow the letter of the law. Here's what Amorova said to Senator Patrick Toomey, the ranking member of the Banking Committee.
I just want to clarify, my job as an academic was to expand the boundaries of the academic debate and outline potential options for Congress to consider. This is entirely up to Congress whether or not to go that route.
Sure, of course, ultimately.
Now, several lawmakers, Steve, including Senator Toomey, didn't seem to think that distinction that Amorova was making made much of a difference.
Well, some of these are classic debates. Does a public servant follow the law and do their job or follow their personal beliefs, for example? And what kind of banking sector do you really want? That seems like a legitimate subject of debate. But it seems to me the confirmation battle went beyond that.
Yeah, it got pretty ugly at times, Steve. Sally Amorova is a U.S. citizen. As you mentioned, she was born in the former Soviet Union in what's now Kazakhstan. She got her undergraduate degree from Moscow State University. And in a dramatic exchange during that confirmation hearing, Republican Senator John Kennedy asked Amorova about her upbringing and her beliefs.
I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Oh, my goodness. Senator, I'm not a communist. I do not subscribe to that ideology. I could not choose where I was born.
President Biden in his statement said Amorova was, quote, subjected to inappropriate personal attacks that were far beyond the pale. The chairman of the Banking Committee echoed that. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio said Amorova was the subject of a relentless smear campaign reminiscent of Red Scare McCarthyism, Steve, and powerful interests, as he put it, shamefully attacked her family, her heritage, and her commitment to American ideals.
I'm just dwelling on the first words by Senator Kennedy there. I don't mean any disrespect, he said, and then went on to say what he said. So what happens now?
Well, President Biden says he'll continue to work to find a nominee for this position. Look, the administration's ideal candidate is someone who could help advance its regulatory agenda, who could try to rein in banks, who could reduce the number of Americans who are unbanked, who don't have bank accounts. Basically, Steve, they're looking for someone who has these progressive bona fides but can also get confirmed by the Congress.
David, thanks for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's David Gura.